Right, so we are recording. And why don't you just start out by explaining for our listeners a little bit about how this crime map works?
Well, the data on incidents that the deputies and I investigate, anything that generates an incident report of a possible crime or potential crime, that information is fed into our website and records management system on general location of the incident, the generic type of incident, and date, and some information, possibly photographs, things like that, to go onto the site. You can search it by a range of topics if you just want to look up sex crimes or burglaries, or if you want to look up multiple violations, you can. Or you can search through date ranges. You type in one specific date or year to date, whatever you want, and it pulls up a map from Google, and you can scroll in, scroll out, click on items, and again get additional information or whatever. But it shows the public, it shows their officers, anybody, where our hot spots are, what trend of crime is taking place in what part of the county or all over. It is also something I think will be like our most wanted feature on our website. I think it'll help inspire people to be more aware of their surroundings. They can look on there and think, hey, this just happened down the street or down the block. I may have seen something. I remember this vehicle acting strange. And they can call us or send us an email online. Whatever the deal is, just let us know. It may be a tip that we actually need to solve something and save somebody else from being a victim. You know, we've had good luck with our most wanted feature of the website, and I just thought it was time that we're able to move on to this, and I hope the public enjoys it.
All right. May I ask, is there any concern about, like, potentially giving away information about the victims of these crimes?
That's why, unless just meets certain criteria, we don't use the exact street address. It may be a block. It could be a general block area. You know, instead of the 20,000 block of LIV 222, the crime may have been in that general area, and that's just a close estimate from the deputy of where it was.
I understand.
So in at a school or something like that, where the crime took place, a fixed government building or something, we'll put the address. But otherwise, it's just a general location or maybe even just a nearby intersection.
All right.
So for mapping purposes, it shows you something was happening in the southeast part of the county, but it may not be as compared to GPS, it's not going to take you directly to the exact location. So does that help you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just wanted to ask, your website is one of the, it has the most information of pretty much any of the websites I check. Do you intend I don't know, was that your intent when you set up this website to make things so, I'm wording this poorly, but do you understand what I'm saying, to make things so available to the public? Like, why?
Well, I think it's important for elected officials to be transparent with their community. I think, and I think most people believe that their tax dollars are used to fund this office and everything we do. And it's important that they know, they see what results they're getting, no different than stockholders in some private corporation or public corporation. You know, they need to see the end result. They need to understand what we deal with. And my belief is any law enforcement agency is only as good as the public they serve. We have good people around here, and if we didn't get information from them, it'd make our job a lot more difficult. You know, just like the most wanted feature, the arrest warrants on our website, we've had lots of people that have came and turned themselves in just because of that. We didn't have to expend any additional dollars or waste deputies' time or wages looking for someone. They came in on their own. They may have bond arranged, and they're in and out in minimal amount of time. So that's a convenience for them. It's a convenience for us. Every week we get several tips through email or phone call where somebody sees something on our website or on Facebook. You know, I think it's prudent that the public can go on there. They can get questions answered about who works at the sheriff's office now to concealed carry information, press releases, occasional messages from the office. to now the crime map, they'll be able to see what's going on in what part of the counties, whether it's a grain theft or somebody did a burglary, a rash of burglaries. You know, the whole intent is to make our community and our citizens safer and reduce crime. And just like our jail roster, we've had tips of people when they view that, they'll call and say, hey, I saw that guy or gal, they were doing something suspicious over here by this school or this place or something else, and we look and we had a crime there, and we've been able to resolve those issues and help a crime victim, plus make somebody accountable for what happened. That's the whole intent of it, is to inform our public, interact with our community, and build community relations. Does that help?
It does. Do you have anything you'd like to add, Sheriff Cox?
No, I just hope people like it and use it like I think some will. The few people I've talked to about this ahead of time, everybody seemed excited and was looking forward to view it. You know, so time will tell. I hope our viewing numbers jump up. It seems like we average close to about 10,000 unique IP addresses a month visit our website. And they're back on average usually a little over 3 times each. So it's getting used. It's better than I thought it would be. And honestly, the tips and communication's been better than I thought it would be originally.